Blog Talk Radio.
This song is for those that know without a doubt in their mind, I made it out all right.
Reverend Lamar Townsend, and I am excited and grateful to God to be here another Saturday afternoon at the 1 p.m. hour just to share with you the good news and glad tidings of Jesus Christ. I made it out, Pastor John B. Key. I made it out all right, and certainly God has kept us all week long, and it's Saturday. He kept us from last Saturday to this present time, and certainly we made it through many dangers seen and unseen on this week. Many tragedies have happened. The weather storms came and went this way, but certainly God has left us here just to declare that He is still Lord, and certainly that declare that He is risen from the dead, and certainly declare that we have life in Him, and certainly it is because of Him and in Him that we live, move, and have our being. I made it out all right. I certainly thank God that we made it out all right. Thank God for the music that we just heard. And certainly we want you to know that on today, any of the music that you hear, we do not own the rights to any of it. but certainly we just want to share and be a blessing unto you. We are at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. We are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tell your family, tell your neighbors, tell your friends to log on to Global Gospel on their phone, on their computer, on their tablet. However they choose to do so, just log in. If you need to write us, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331 Hempstead, New York, 11550. If you'd like to leave us a voicemail, call us at 516-481-3187, and certainly we will get back to you as soon as we can. We are on social media. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We are on Twitter. And certainly you can find our daily links every week to each and every show. All our shows are archived, so you can just scroll through our page, like us, send us a friend request, send us a show request, send us a song request. Reach out to us and let us know that you are listening. And certainly we are thankful for all our listeners, wherever you may be today, in the north, south, the east, or the west. We have many people listening in France, Switzerland, the Netherlands, Norway, India, Australia, South Africa, Namibia, Kenya, Cameroon, Nigeria, Ghana, Brazil, Canada, and of course here in the United States, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, North Carolina, Georgia, South Carolina, Florida, wherever you are listening in from, we thank God for you each and every one, all our local Long Island listeners as well. Here on from the North Shore to the South Shore to the East End to the West End. Thank God for my home, great state of New York. And certainly we thank you for sharing with us. We do want to share our theme scripture with you. Perhaps if this is your first time listening in, our theme scripture, if you listened in before, you should know that our theme scripture here is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And somebody wants to know, what is the gospel? The gospel is the good news. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew and also to the Greek. The gospel is for the rich, for the poor, for the black, for the white, to those in the north, the south, the east, the west. If you're bound, if you're free, if you're oppressed, if you've been used, if you've been abused, if you've been talked about, if you've been mistreated, if you've been scorned, if you've been scandalized, the gospel is here for you today. If you're crippled, if you're lame, if you're blind, the gospel is here for you on today. The gospel is here to save you, to heal you, to deliver you, to set you free. The gospel is here. The gospel of Jesus Christ. What is the gospel? The gospel tells, the gospel, there's many, there's a few gospel writers, but there is only one gospel, and that is the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, with the message that Christ was born of a virgin, that he lived, and while he was here on earth, he performed miracles. He healed the blind, he healed the lame, he healed the lepers, he healed those that were sick in their body, in their mind, those that had mental illness. He healed the Gadarene man, was cutting himself. He had a problem with abusing himself, and he dwelt in the tombs among dead people and dead things. But certainly Jesus passed his way, and certainly we came to tell you that something good is going to happen to you, for Jesus of Nazareth is passing this way, and let you know that that he, Christ, died for you on Calvary's cross. He died and shed his blood for the remission of our sins. And without the shedding of his blood, there would be no remission of sin. And by his stripes, we are healed. And certainly we have victory today because Christ rose victorious over death, hell, and the grave. He's not dead, but he is alive, and certainly we serve a risen Savior. The hymn writer put it that way. He's in the world today. I know that he is living whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Does Jesus Christ live within your heart on today? Certainly that is something that we should ask ourselves, because Christ makes the difference in your life. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And I thank God for Jesus. I thank God that we have life and that we have abundant life. And certainly we have a right to the tree of life. And certainly we don't have to die once we believe and confess the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is Lord, that he reigns forever and evermore. And certainly once we get Christ on the inside, certainly there will be a change in our life. We do have a special guest that will be sharing with us in a little while, but we just want you to just remember that the reason we are here is because the gospel is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not. That's the light of the glorious gospel, of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So we have good news today about Jesus Christ. All right. So we have this song that we are going to play. We are going to Jesus, I Love You. The song simply says, Jesus, I Love You. And certainly after that, Jonathan Nelson, we will be back. Stay tuned.
Can you just offer some words of worship out there? Come on, everybody, just raise your worship. Come on. Come on, jump a little bit louder. Raise your worship.
Millions of words can describe the feeling I have down inside.
It's hard to contain it.
So I'll
simply say, Jesus. Catch it and sing along with us. Come on, help me take millions here.
Millions, words can describe the feeling I have down inside.
It's hard to contain it, church.
So
I release my words and then simply
Jesus, I love you, Jonathan Nelson. Once again, I am back. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you are listening to Global Gospel. And our special guest in the studio on today, say hello to us, very special guest.
Grace and peace, everybody. God bless you. God bless you. This is Lady Yolanda Gorell.
Thank you, Lady Yolanda Gorell, for sharing with us on this afternoon. And we're excited that you're here on Global Gospel. And Jesus, I love you. You picked this song. So let's just start with the song. Tell us what this song means to you.
It means so much to me. First of all, I love Jesus. That's number one. And he's so precious to me. He is a provider. He's a way maker. And every time I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. And I'm grateful for him. I'm grateful for all the things that God has done for me.
Amen. So thank you for sharing that with all of our listeners. So tell us a little bit about yourself, what church you're from, and, you know, a little bit background information.
Yes, well, my church is Next Dimension Tabernacle. That's in Brooklyn, New York, 2748 Atlantic Avenue, where our pastor is Pastor, our apostle Yvette Hawkins, and my husband is the founder, Apostle Stanley J. Gorell. I was raised in Freeport, Long Island, at the church of Free Will Baptist Church, when Reverend Addison was the pastor. He's gone on to be with the Lord, and now I believe Bishop Watson is the pastor there. So
yes.
I've been in this for a long time.
Amen. So we thank God for your church and your Christian upbringing, and certainly a long
thank
time.
You.
And I think I remember a long time ago we all used to be on Gospel All Night. Boy Wonder.
Yes. My husband and I. Yes, we used to support James Hodge. Yes.
Yeah. So this is a connection that goes back quite a while. So we're going to share a little, and a little bit later you can come back and give your service time before we close this show. But
okay.
You wear many hats, and not only are you in ministry, you serve in ministry in several capacities. What capacities do you serve in ministry?
I serve as, you know, First Lady for my husband. I also am the outreach pastor of Next Dimension, where we serve the community by clothing, food, job reference, just really serving the community in East New York. We did a back-to-school drive to bless our children. And, you know, wherever my hands will see fit, then I'll do. That's my passion, the community. I love going out and spreading the goodness of the Lord and the great things that he has done. I also, you know, one of the elders of the church. And God is just amazing. God is really amazing.
Yes, he is. And certainly that's awesome that you are serving the community as well as young people. And because so many times we do forget about the young people and ministry. Certainly, if you don't have young people, then, you know, you have a group that's getting on in age, and it's about transitioning smoothly.
It's so true.
It's
so true. They definitely need us at this time. It's a crucial time. This generation, you know, we definitely have to not compromise, but we have to get them at any cost, because they're falling away. It's not like how when we grew up, we had no choice.
Right.
But, you know, now you got to prove it. Why is God real to you, you know? And that's what we do with our ministry. We really show, you know, who God is and what he's done, and bring our own testimonies, not, you know, just saying, you know, hell is real. Yes, it is. But show them in love and kindness, you know, and the word of God. Show them, you know, sin is sin. We've all done it, but we have
right.
to show them, you know, so that's what I do.
Right. And certainly we thank God that God has given you the heart to do that, because there's so many people just don't know how to relate to young people. So that's an issue in itself. So you definitely have to have a heart for what you do. You sing as well, right? So tell us a little bit about gospel music and what it means to you.
Gospel music, I was brought up and raised around gospel music, all genres of music, but gospel music was the one that really stuck out to me. I've heard it on Sunday mornings. I've heard it on Saturday mornings while we're cleaning up. and it's a wonderful feeling. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel good. You know, when I hear the name of the Lord being ringed out, you know, it gospel music is everything. Like I said, to me, it's just, it makes me happy. I get joy when I listen to gospel music, especially when someone is speaking of the message, and that's the love of Christ.
Right. Very true. So there is this single.
Yes.
Holy is thy name.
Yeah.
How do we get to enjoying gospel music and loving gospel music to this Holy is thy name?
Well, Holy is thy name was birthed out when I was in a dark, dark place in my life. And, you know, where I had supportive family, I have a supportive husband, I have a supportive church, but I needed God for myself even more. And there was a point when I felt like I was washed up in the music industry, you know, all through the body of Christ. I was like, nobody wants to hear my voice. Nobody wants to do this. Nobody wants to do that. Had many opportunities to sing places. And, you know, you ever felt like a season of loneliness and a season of,
yes,
like, you know, that's it? That's where Holy
what
is that.
What about me, God?
Yeah. What about me, God? And Holy is our name was birthed from that place where I was like, God, you know, there's none like you. No one compares to you. I bow down in your presence, all the way I'm surrendering myself to you. Whatever the plan is that you have for my life, I surrender myself to you. No one gets the glory but you. And when I wrote that, you know, I felt the weight being lifted. I felt renewed, I felt revived, I felt freedom. And my husband said, even in that dark place, he said, you're preserved. There's a reason why the Lord didn't release you at that moment. He had to preserve you. So when you are released, that the world will hear that his name is holy, that his name is righteous, that his name is loving. You know what I'm saying? And that's how Holy is thy name got birthed.
Awesome testimony. So we're just going to give the audience or listeners just a little bit. We're going to take a break and have them here just a little bit, and then we're going to come back. We're going to take a brief break. Holy is thy name. Stay tuned. Lady Yolanda Gorell.
Thank you.
Holy is thy name, Lady Yolanda Garrell. And
yes.
She just explained to us a little bit about that, about the song. What else would you like to let the listeners know about this particular release of yours?
Holy is thy name is a song of worship, just adoration to the Lord, exaltation to the Lord. I sing praise songs. I love all type of gospel, contemporary, you know, traditional, old school. I love all, but the Lord has placed my type of music to be praise and worship, my type of style. And Holy is Thy Name is a worship song, and anybody can sing it. Everybody can sing it. My God children sing it. And I love to sing the Lord's name. I love to worship him. I love to adore him. He's just so faithful, and I'll forever praise him, and I'll forever glorify him and lift him up.
Okay, well put. So tell our listeners how, and our number here in studio is 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800, if you'd like to call and give us a shout out. Tell our listeners how they can purchase this single.
You can go on iTunes. It's on Amazon, Spotify. I believe those are at CD Baby still. I have physical CDs. So if you want to purchase a physical CD, you can reach me on either social media, Yolanda Garrell on Facebook, or Yolanda Garrell on Instagram. Also my church. You can meet me there at 2748 Atlantic Avenue, or you can meet me at our Far Rockaway location at 351 Beach 74th Street.
Awesome. And certainly we do want you to support our local ministry gifts. Please support, and certainly it will be a blessing to you. A blessing to your church.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And certainly just share the ministry gift. We are going to take one break, and we'll be back, and then you can give us your shout out to whoever you want to shout out and give us your closing comments. So,
yes. Thank you.
This song, Anthony Evans, How He Loves Me. And our number in studio, 619-924-0800. If perhaps you missed the first segment of today's show, you can always log on immediately following this show. All our shows are archived. Stay tuned.
How he loves us so.
listening to Global Gospel. Our special guest today, Lady Yolanda Garrell. She has a project, Holy Is Thy Name. And certainly she's been telling us how this came about. And you talked earlier about being in a dark place in life. And so perhaps there's somebody listening today that is in a dark place, and you minister to young people, a lot of young people, and a lot of young people are in dark places. Because all we have to do is turn on the news and the stabbings, the shooting, the killing, the gang, this, that, the other. What do you say to those people that are in a dark place?
I would say to someone who's dealing with suicide or depression or any dark place to hold on to the Lord. Sometimes when you're in that dark place, you don't want to hear people encourage you because you want to be in the slumps. And sometimes your situation may, be heavy. But if you know Jesus and you know that he is our keeper, hold on to the Lord. Get into the Word of God. There's so many things. Even if you don't have a physical Bible, you can look up Google and type up scriptures on depression and scriptures on suicide and scriptures on low self-esteem and giving up and all of that stuff. And the Word of God will fix. The Lord of God will heal the heart. Jesus will heal the heart. So I encourage every person that's listening on this afternoon to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to his Word. Hold on to his Word. Know that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Trust in him. Trust in God. When man fails you, trust in God. Know that God has your back. Know that he's on your side. Know that he is there for you even when you don't feel him. He is there for you. He's brought you out of situations. He's brought you out of trouble. And when he brings you out, stay out. God has made a way of escape. So when he brings us out, stay out. Surround yourself around people that love you. Surround yourself around people that encourages you. Surround yourself. Find a church home. Find a church home where you can grow, where you can learn, where you can be healed. The church, I look at it, so many people talk about the church. So many people say that the church is bad and this going on in the church, that going on in the church. The church is a hospital. People come in to get fed. People come in to become healed, just like a hospital. You're going to get all type of sicknesses. You're going to get all type of stuff going on. But the end result is for them to be made whole. And that's what Jesus wants us to do. He wants us to become made whole. So I encourage whoever is going through at this moment, listen, joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. Where it may seem cloudy and it may seem dark, joy is coming in the morning, even in your storm. After this, joy is coming. Rainbows are coming. The sun is shining. God is there for you. He is there for you, and he loves you so much. He loves you so much.
Wow. I think that is well put, and I think you said, once you get out, stay out. And that is so important.
Yeah, once you get out, stay out.
That's so important that you don't keep going back to the same thing over and over again, because just because you get out one time doesn't mean you're gonna get out two times. And
exactly.
You know that God,
your prayer should be, Lord, help me stay away from the situation. God, whatever sin is on me from my past, God, erase it. Send people who are divinely connected to me. Remove the people that are a hindrance to me, or remove the situation. Don't let me have a smell of it. Don't let me attract it. So that should be your prayer. Whatever you're going through, Lord, when you remove me from it, help me to stay out. Help me to stay out.
That's awesome. Well said. So we know that you have an extensive, busy schedule. So on this afternoon, who would you like to, or maybe you've had some mentors along the way. Maybe you want to shout out your mentors, people that have helped you in ministry, be who you are, or people that are currently in your life that you want to shout out on today, this afternoon.
Yes, well, shout out all day, every day. God, because he's amazing, he's ahead of my life. I definitely want to shout out my parents, Apostle Vern and Joyce McAllister. I want to shout out my husband, Apostle Stanley J. Gurrell. He is my favorite preacher. He is an example of a great leader and a great teacher. He has taught me so much just in the Word of God and living the life, living the life. So his example is a life, and I thank God. I thank God his life is an example to me, even as his wife. Shout out to Apostle Yvette Hawkins, where I love her, the prayer general. That's what we call her. She's a powerful woman of God. I thank God for everybody that supports me ministry-wise and spiritually and physically. I want to shout out my church, Next Dimension Tabernacle and Community. I thank God for them. I thank God. I have a lot of people that's in my corner. My godparents, Charlene Tucker, Charlene Davis, everybody that supports me and push me in ministry, my children, they all know who they are, and they all play a role in my life. I thank God for them.
That's a safe way. That's them. A safe way of not missing anybody's name.
Exactly, exactly. To everybody, even from Long Island, where I was, you know, raised. I originally was born in Queens, but I was raised in Long Island. To everybody that supported me ministry-wise in Long Island, from Freeport to Hempstead to Roosevelt to East Meadow to wherever in Long Island, I thank God for them. And I'm just grateful for everybody, from social media to everybody that I've met in life that supported me. I'm grateful for them. I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful for every ministry leader that's opened their doors to allow me to sing and minister. I'm grateful for them. I'm just grateful for everybody because I love everybody. I love everybody, and I want everybody to be great. So I just love everybody.
Amen. Well, thank you again for sharing with us this afternoon. Thank you. What are your service times?
Our service times are, for community, Church of God in Christ, that's in Far Rockaway, where my husband is the pastor. That's 351 B74th Street, and our services start at 12 noon. Come and get a word. I'm telling you, 12 noon. It's amazing. And our Brooklyn location, our Next Dimension Tabernacle, we have 11:30 to 1 p.m. service with our Apostle Yvette Hawkins. She has a prayer and word service right there, and then our 2:30 service is back in Far Rockaway at 351 B 74th Street. So come get a word. It's word all day.
Right. You have three opportunities,
three opportunities
on tomorrow to visit Apostle and Lady Gurrell. So,
yes.
Fit that into your schedule if you are free. Before you go, we just want you to close us out with a word of prayer for all of our listeners.
Yes, thank you. First, before we do the prayer, if anyone wants to give their life to the Lord, if anyone want to surrender their life to the Lord, all you have to do is say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, come into my spirit. I thank you for dying on the cross for me. I thank you for loving me. I thank you for coming into my heart. I thank you for being God. And I'll forever praise you, and I'll forever lift you up. In Jesus' name, amen. And Father, we bless you, and we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We lift you up. Father, I pray right now that, Lord, you would touch this radio station now in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, you would keep it under your blood. Watch over the host now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for this avenue, oh, God, to worship and praise your name. Thank you, God, for the souls listening, oh, God. Thank you, oh, God, for making this radio show go to the billboards and the bill charts, oh, God. In the name of Jesus and awards, oh, God, we thank you for being the avenue, oh, God, to use your name. Father, we pray right now, God, that you will bless every person that is listening now, God. Father, that you would touch them, God, and in their situations. Father, that you would bless them indeed, enlarge their territory, oh, God. Make a way of escape, oh, God, whatever they're facing, oh, God. in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for blessing them, oh God, and keeping them under your blood and watching them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for renewing. Thank you for restoring. Thank you for reviving, oh God. Thank you, God, for never leaving them nor forsaking them, oh God. Thank you, God, for allowing them, God, to trust you, oh God, and to trust your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, give them the faith, God, to move mountains in the name of Jesus. For you said, God, in your word, faith without works is dead. And, Father, we put our hand to it, oh God, whatever it is, oh God. We put our hand, oh God, in it, God, and we trust your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. And thank you again, Lady Gorell. Holy is
thank you.
Thy name. Make sure you purchase that. Listening to Holy Is Thy Name, our special guest on this afternoon, Lady Yolanda Gorell from Next Dimension, Brooklyn, New York, Far Rockaway, New York. We thank you again, Lady Gorell, for sharing your music ministry with Global Gospel. We pray that it is a blessing to everyone around the world and around the globe, all of God's people, certainly that someone will hear that God's name is holy, and certainly there is none like him. And so you can search all over and find there is none like the Lord. Once again, you're listening to Global Gospel. We are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. We have a few minutes left on this afternoon, and certainly we just want to share a little bit of more music with you. And we want you to know if perhaps you've missed the interview with Lady Gorell, or you missed the song, you missed the beginning part of this ministry on today, that you can log on immediately following the show at 2 p.m. and you can hear the whole thing all over again. Kurt Carr, Holy, Holy, Holy. Went on to say, holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crown around the glassy sea, cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, which word and art and evermore shall be. God is holy. We serve a holy God, and certainly God, a holy God, desires holy people. And so we thank God today for his holiness. Lady Gorell told us that holy is thy name. There is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he is Lord, to the glory and honor of God our Father. And certainly we need to know on today, in times like these, that certainly we are able to call on the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus gives us access to his holiness, certainly gives us access to the throne. It gives us access. We can go boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy in time of need. And so on today, whatever you're going through, whatever you feel like, however you feel, how you feel about someone else or how someone feels about you, all you have to do is call on the name of Jesus. If you're sick, if you're in poverty, if you're down and out, if you're suicidal, call on the name of Jesus. For if you call on Jesus, he will answer prayer. So we thank God for a holy and righteous and just God. We're just going to change it up a little bit. We're going to take it to church right now. And certainly once you call on the name of Jesus, you should feel him. The song simply says, Hezekiah Walker, Pastor Bishop Hezekiah Walker, I feel your spirit. Let's go to church right now. All over me.
I think you ought to get your feet ready.
Feel your spirit all over me, yeah. do your dance to. Oh, hey.
God moving all over me. And certainly we have come down to the close of the hour, and you have been listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. Our special guest today once again was Lady Yolanda Garrell. Holy is thy name. And certainly we encourage you to purchase that wherever you can purchase digital music. Be a blessing to her music ministry. And certainly we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. All our shows are archived. And so we invite you to reach out on to us on social media and just be a blessing. We are at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And certainly we encourage you on tomorrow. If you don't have any, if you don't have a local church that you are affiliated with, to go out to somebody's church tomorrow and give God glory, honor, and praise for life, health, and strength, and for the fact that he has just kept you, and certainly from danger seen and unseen, and certainly he didn't have to allow you to make it to see another day, but certainly his grace and mercy allowed us to be where we are on today. And so we just gonna continue on our church vein as we close. We're going to close out with Pastor Linwood Dillard and the voices of Citadel, their congregational medley. God bless you. Until next week.
Well, come on, saints. Come on, everybody, put your hands together here.
Put your hands together.
Put your hands together.
Get your feet on the floor.
Put your feet on the floor.
One more time.
Let the Holy Ghost move.
We're gonna have a holy ghost time.
see you put your hands together and praise God in this house. Well, after we sang a song like that, the Holy Ghost was moving in the house, and somebody would come and sing another opening song and pray an opening prayer and read a scripture. And then after that, it was time for testimony service. Anybody remember testimony service? And I could see my grandmama getting up with a tambourine and going in front of the church and singing songs like, I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't take it back. Hey, I made a vow to the Lord. I made a vow.